12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Joining us now on Algoa Cares is Bonnie Curran from Guardians of Hope. Bonnie, wonderful to have you to join us on Algoa Cares.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent. Bonnie, tell us a bit about Guardians of Hope.
Well, it's an exciting time for Guardians of Hope. We're turning 5 on the 1st of July, so that's a nice landmark.
Yay!
So really, Guardians of Hope is a place of safety, which means we provide a home, love and care for abandoned, destitute children or potentially given up for adoption. So we take them in and we provide a home that ensures that they get love and medical care, spiritual care, and of course nutrition. Always with the outcome of trying to help them find a forever loving family or to be reunited with one of their own family members.
Bless your hearts, Bonnie. In yesterday's news, we heard of an infant found alive in a box placed near a tree in one of the townships currently being cared for at the Doran Ginza Hospital in Gqeberha. What message do you have for moms contemplating abandoning their newborns?
Shame, it's a terrible situation, and we couldn't get babies that are found, you know, outside church doors or terribly in a dustbin or something like that. And I think those moms need to be aware that there is always someone that can help. So going to a hospital or finding a place of safety within your city or town, and that will allow someone to talk you through the process.
Yeah.
Or even taking that baby in for that time period to ensure that either they become more financially or emotionally stable, or just let us take care of that baby and allocate that baby to someone who has the ability and the will to love that baby and feed him into adulthood.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs, but thanks to organizations or NPOs like yourselves for, you know, going the extra mile in making it happen and providing for these little ones. In terms of your expense bill, what are you looking at daily, weekly or monthly, Bonnie?
So the expenses run up to about 86,000 rand per month.
Wow.
We do foresee our expenses increasing because we are very excited. Within the next 2 months, we'll be moving into a larger premises, which means that we'll be able to take in more babies and toddlers. So at the moment, we care for babies up to the age of approximately 2 because we only have a nursery, our 10 cots. So the new premises have allowed us to have 2 rooms. One will have the babies and one will have the toddlers. So, we're very excited about the ability because it's a big need. You know, we often have to talk to social services to say we're unable to take in anymore. We just don't have the bed. So, it's the need's forever increasing.
Bonnie, in what way can our listeners or corporate alleviate your pressure?
Sure. We get such great support from the community and we so appreciate it. I mean, on a daily basis, these, of course, are baby products ranging from nappies, size 1 to 5 formula. We particularly take in the lactogen so that the, you know, a lot of the babies that arrive have all sorts of challenges, and therefore the lactogen works best from a formula point of view. And then of course on our website, which is guardiansofhope.co.za, there are various ways to assist and bank details. We're going to be running a lovely competition to help us celebrate our 5th birthday, and we're asking anyone to donate anything from 5 rand, 50 rand, 550 rand, 5,000 rand.
5 million.
And, 5 million, there you go. I wasn't going to say it.
Let's just go all out.
And then we're going to go into a lucky draw, and they'll get a lovely voucher for a local East London restaurant to go and support themselves for dinner.
Yeah.
So we are constantly fundraising. And, of course, in our new premises, the big needs at the moment, we don't have CCTV cameras. We're not in the best area in terms of crime and security. So we definitely, before moving in, want to get our CCTV cameras in that are monitored. And then and air conditioners. And we don't mean that particularly just as a luxury point.
Yeah.
In the kiddie rooms, the rooms either get very hot, so we need to put the aircon on to keep it cool so that the babies don't get unsettled. In winter, of course, it gets very cold. So be able to put some heat in there for them. So those are the 2 big items that we really are hoping that we'll be blessed with one day.
And we also do have all your details already loaded on the Algoa Cares page on our website, algoafm.co.za as well. Bonnie Curran from Guardians of Hope, all of the best with your NPO. I hope it will grow from strength to strength. Okay, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares.
Thank you, Algoa.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.